Alf, hold still. I want to get it even.
Well, don't cut it too short. It'll look like I have a big schnoz.
I didn't realize you were so concerned with your appearance.
Well, you think I wake up looking this good?
Doorbell.
Hide in the kitchen, Alf. Ha! Beat you to it.
$2, Alf. Pay up.
$2? I didn't even get my manicure.
Welcher. Willie, Kate!
Raquel, Jake.
We've been robbed!
Oh, my gosh.
That's terrible.
Hey, don't look at me. I've got an alibi.
That's right. Jake was in school.
Well, I wasn't there either, but I've got an alibi for that, too.
That's it. No more TV for the rest of the week.
What TV?
Oh, that's right. They stole that, too. And then they took our silverware and our VCR and our original painting of dogs playing pool.
Oh.
It was a powerful piece.
And I feel even worse about your circular saw.
My saw was stolen?
Yes, and Trevor was going to return it tomorrow.
And that's what makes it so funny.
John, did you call the police?
We couldn't. They took our phones.
Well, I just happened to have one.
Oh.
Incidentally, that is your phone, isn't it?
I have the receipt.
Just checking.
Thank you. Yes. Hello? This is Raquel Achmonic, 169 Hemdale. We've been robbed. How soon can you send a black and white? An hour and a half? Our art collection could be back across the border by then. Oh, I feel so violated.
Oh, Raquel, I'm so sorry. Now listen, if there's anything we can do to help...
Just protect yourselves. Lock your doors and your windows. You never know when somebody's going to walk off with your possessions. Good night.
Our phone.
I could get your phone back for, $3. But that's negotiable.
Did I miss anything? I was under the dryer.
Hide in the kitchen.
I'm going. Boy, if I had a nickel for every time someone
said... It's all right, Alf. It's just Jake. Hey, Pee-wee. I didn't know you could reach the doorknob. Watch it. I may be short, but I'm wiry. Hey, I brought your phone back. That'll be $5.
I thought you said it was $3.
I said it was negotiable. It can go up too, you know.
It can also go down to nothing.
Nothing, yeah. That was going to be my next offer.
Yo, Jake Hammer, pull up a chair. We're playing cards.
Great. I'll make that $5 one way or another.
I never wager more than I'm willing to lose. I'll bet Willie's car.
I'm not going to believe this. I just got off the phone with Mrs. Litwack. They have been robbed, too.
3 robberies in a month.
That's it. I'm taking action.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to eat all your valuable food before somebody steals it.
Is that how you dealt with crime on Melmac?
That's how we dealt with everything on Melmac.
Alf, doorbell.
Yeah. Just call me Pavlov's alien.
Hey,
Raquel, Trevor.
Guess what? The Litwax were robbed.
Oh, we heard.
From who?
Mrs. Litwax.
She's such a busybody.
Let's cut to the chase, huh, Raquel? Now, we're forming a neighborhood watch. You guys want to be part of it?
A neighborhood watch.
That's right.
Speaking of watches, Kate, I hope the one you lent me was insured.
Maybe we should join before we lose everything.
Great. The first meeting is tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. We'll bring extra chairs. You provide the refreshments.
Well, where's the meeting?
Oh, here. Didn't we mention that?
I don't remember hearing it. Do you, Kate?
Maybe we were out of the room at the time.
Well, it's here tomorrow night at 8 o'clock.
Oh, wait a minute. Shouldn't the meeting be at your place, seeing that it's your idea and all?
Oh, please, Kate. I'm too upset to take the plastic off the furniture.
We don't mind sitting on plastic.
Try doing it naked.
Let's compromise. We'll have the meeting at your place, and I'll bring the refreshments.
All right, but nothing fancy. A few finger sandwiches. Maybe a homemade coffee cake.
Preferably decaf.
Yeah, and I'll come over here and look after your teenage daughter, your son, and Al. Hairy thing.
What hairy thing?
Cat.
Yeah, I momentarily forgot the name for it.
He's from New York.
Well, see you tomorrow. Oh, don't forget those finger sandwiches, huh?
Finger sandwiches? And you won't let me eat cats.
I'm Officer Griswold. I'll try to remember each of your names. And if you neighbors will all work together, we can stop crime. Remember the Neighborhood Watch motto, don't let them knock your block off.
I don't get it.
It's just a joke, Mrs. Bird. You know, knock, block.
That's just stupid.
Yikes.
So, do any of you know what citizen patrols are?
I do.
Teacher's pet.
It's just neighbors taking turns walking the streets.
That's right. Now, how many of you would be interested in doing that?
Yeah!
Yo, what's going on now?
Well, the cop just asked for streetwalkers. And Kate raised her hand. Hey, I just call him as I see him.
Now, it would be helpful if the people who are out on patrol could report back to a central base station. So does anybody have any radio equipment? A shortwave, citizen band, that sort of thing?
Willie has a CB radio in his garage.
Yeah.
Your garage would probably make a good headquarters. Would you be interested in being the block captain?
No, not really.
He's just holding out for a captain's hat.
I nominate Willie Tanner for block captain, and I move that we buy him a hat.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Settle. Let's hit the bricks and nail this scum. Do we get to carry clubs?
CB equipment.
Operational.
Walkie-talkies.
Operational.
Cordless phone on separate line.
Operational.
Stupid-looking hat.
Unnecessary, Elf. Really unnecessary.
Well, I'm upset, Willie. Give me one reason why I can't be part of this neighborhood watch.
Because you don't put responsibility into irresponsible hands.
Well, that's not a reason. That's a platitude.
Because I said so.
Now that's dogma. It's worse than dogma. It's dog manure.
The answer is no, Alf.
Oh, but I'm the perfect choice for this job. I've got a great voice.
Yes, and people are going to want to know whose voice that is.
It'll be your voice, Willie. I'm a whiz with sound equipment. A little less bass, a little more treble, a smidgen of static, I'll sound just like you. All I need now is a hesitation coach.
I don't think. Hello? Hello?
Mrs. Bird, Trevor, are you out there? This is the Sentinel.
The Sentinel?
Yes, the Sentinel.
Boy, that hat's gone to your head.
Trevor, what's the situation out there?
I'm just standing here in front of Bird's house, seeing if this walkie-talkie works.
Get out of my trash can, Trevor.
Hey, I'm just looking for some of my stolen stuff here.
Oh, are you insinuating that I robbed your house?
Well, this looks like my pizza crust.
I want a new partner.
Could you hold that thought? I'll be back in 1 minute.
Willie, you can't run this operation 24 hours a day. You're gonna need relief. And that's spelled A-L-F.
N-O.
Oh, one shot, Willie. That's all I ask. I see you as a fair man. With a stupid-looking hat.
All right, you want a chance. You've got it. You've got your chance. Go ahead. Try. Try and make these two work as a team.
All right, give me room, all right? I'll show you how Captain Kirk would have handled it. Can I wear the hat?
You have to earn this hat.
Okay. All right, Achmonic, Bird, this is the Sentinel. I want you two to knock it off. You're supposed to be fighting crime, not each other.
Hey, that doesn't sound like you, Tanner.
You see, I told you.
Yes, you sound so much more forceful.
See, I told you. Now I want to see some teamwork out there. You know, like Bartles and James. Okay, shake hands.
Shake hands? He's been digging in my trash.
Well, then salute each other.
All right, we're saluting.
Okay, at ease. Well?
Looks stupid on you, too.
This is the Sentinel calling Citizen Bird.
Yeah, I'm here. What is it this time?
Suspicious-looking character. Vicinity of 164 Hemdale.
I don't see anyone.
Oh, she's wearing a tacky fur coat and talking into her hand.
That's me, dolt.
Oh, sorry. Outrageous coat, babe, and I mean that. Oh, hey, wait! There's another suspicious character on the next block. Check it out.
Check it out yourself and get off my back.
Tell you what, why don't I check it out?
Officer Griswold.
Yo, Grizzy! It's me, the Sentinel.
Not again. Look, Tanner, I know a crime is committed every 5 minutes, but they're not all in your neighborhood.
Well, that's because I'm on the job.
What is it this time?
A man just came out of 202 Hemdale carrying a large plastic bag. Uh-oh! He's headed for the curb! It's going down! It's going down!
Could this guy be taking out his trash?
Could be. Over and out!
Hi. Dad, it's the Achmonics. And Jake?
Hi, tall teenage and tantalizing.
Gag me with a shovel.
Whatever turns you on.
Any requests?
Yeah. Go jump in a lake and take your CB with you.
What?
Everyone thinks that you're taking this neighborhood watch thing far too seriously.
Have I, as the Sentinel, done something that's offended you?
Let us just say we don't want to be involved anymore. We're turning in our code names.
Cross the Phantom and Lolita off your list.
The Litwax and Mrs. Bird are dropping out, too.
I guess I got a little carried away, huh?
You called me horse meat.
I'm sure I didn't say horse meat.
I'm sure that I said something nice that just sounded like...
At any rate, don't try to contact us. We're on our way out of town.
We're going to Tijuana to do some shopping. We have a whole house to refurnish. Come on, Jake.
Hey, can't I stay with the Tanners? I'm allergic to kitsch.
Go. Enjoy. Drink the water. Adios.
I told you, you can't stay here unless Willie invites you to stay. Of his own free will. Without being pushed into it.
Of course, Jake's more than welcome to stay.
Well, all right then. See you mañana.
Hasta luego.
Come on, Trevor.
Right behind your phantom.
If you two will excuse me, there's a little matter I have to discuss with Alf.
Oh, take your time, sir. We'll be fine. Oh, could you dim the lights on your way out?
No problem.
This is your captain speaking. Come in, Archmonic. Litwack. Bird. Rambo, Bigfoot, horse meat. Anybody. Oh. Maybe there was a nuclear war, and I'm the only one left. Hello? Oh, hey, Willie. Did you see any mushroom clouds out there? Archmonic, come in, Archmonic. I know you're out there. Archmonic.
You are through being Black Captain forever. Forever.
Let me see if I can read between the lines here.
You're fired.
No, that's not what you're getting at.
That is exactly what I'm getting at. You're finished. Not only have you humiliated me in front of my neighbors, but you've ruined what could have been an excellent crime prevention program.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? Yeah? Well, you're nearsighted. I'm fired.
Hello?
I don't suppose you'd be interested in some suspicious movement in the shrubbery next door. Evidently not.
Griswold.
Hey, guess who, Grizmeister?
Tanner.
I don't suppose you'd be interested in some suspicious movement in the shrubbery next door. It's a trend. Well, Alfer, it's up to you. An alien's gotta do what an alien's gotta do. When the going gets tough, the tough get going. Many are called, but few are chosen. And you can't get anything done when you stand around talking to yourself in cliches. This guy's gonna be rice pudding. Yeah.
What am I doing? I'm a cop. We're cops. Aren't we? Well, we gotta check it out. Don't we? Come on, let's go.
Freeze! Don't you know what freeze means? Well, it's about time.
You in the house, come out with your hands up.
Mommy!
A
on the next episode of Elf. Whoops! Wrong reel! Ah! Here's our show. Long story short, I saw a burglar at the Akmonics and scared him away. Now I'm trapped and I'm scared. Hope I didn't let the cat out of the bag. Ah!